The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
Now, let me say hello to somebody on the telephone called Anne-Marie. Good morning, Anne-Marie.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm very well. I mentioned my free Paul McCartney poster that came with Uncut magazine, which made me burst out laughing because I thought, who gets posters with magazines anymore? And you sent in a message to say what?
To say that when we were teenagers, myself and my sister shared a bedroom.
Yeah.
And her magazine of the week every Friday was the Jackie. And mine was the Blue Jeans, which was a smaller magazine. But the first thing we did when we got them was for the posters, who's in the magazine this week? And the posters went up on the wall. And I mean, it was addictive. The whole wall, there was no wallpaper left.
Okay.
Wallpaper in those days.
How would you describe to me in 2020, a 47-year-old man, what was Jackie magazine?
Jackie magazine was like a teenager magazine for girls back in the day in the 80s, the Blue Jeans and the Jackie. It gave us all the tips how to do our makeup. You might get a free eyeliner or something free in the magazines. Yeah.
Okay, now that Jackie I was familiar with, but Anne-Marie, Blue Jeans is a new one on me. So that was kind of for younger readers, was it?
Well, no, I was the oldest.
Oh, for the older, for the
older of the Irish twins. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yes.
The Blue Jeans was a smaller magazine. I think it was because it was more my style. It came with Madonna. It came with Billy Idol. It came with all the kind of hardcore 80s bands.
You were a little cooler, were you, than the average bear?
On the wild side. Yeah.
So, how old are you now? Rude question.
Oh, gosh.
Come on.
I turned 52 this year.
Congratulations. Do you feel about 30, 31?
25.
25. And what happened to you in life? Did everything work out? Is everything well and good?
Everything is good. I had three beautiful children, Emma, Ian and Madeline. So, yeah, they were my world.
You have a Madeline?
I have a Madeline.
I think that's a beautiful name.
She's in Dundee at the minute. Hi, Madeline.
Hi, Madeline. Hi, Maddie.
Yeah.
Madzer.
She can't get home this Christmas. It's a bit sad.
Oh, how old is she?
She will be 30 in February.
And who wants her more to be at home, you or her?
It works both ways, but we're very aware of what's going on this year, and we know it's not going to be. So she's spending this year in Dundee with her partner's family.
Okay.
Which is good.
It's good. And you know what's going to happen then? Next Christmas, you're all going to be together and you're going to have the crack.
Yes, 2021 is going to be a good year.
But you know what? The weird thing about 2021 is that because we were deprived of things we took for granted for so long, everything's going to taste better. Places, people, food, countries, planes, the sea, pasta in Italia, candy floss in Bray. Everything's going to taste and be different and better, and we're going to appreciate it all.
We are, yes. My sister is in Jersey in the Channel Islands with her family, so we normally would spend, some of the family would go over there a couple of times a year, so we're really looking forward to that now next year.
You're going to do, okay, well look, keep the faith. Duran Duran or Spandau Ballet?
Billy Idol.
No, I'm giving you the Trump Biden choice now. Vote for one or the other. It's not to play now. I'm not just asking, who would you prefer?
I can't. It will go against everything I believed in my teens.
Anne-Marie, Duran Duran or Spandau Ballet?
Okay, for my sister in Jersey, Valerie, I'm going to go Duran Duran.
Okay.
For all the girls
I'm not playing Duran Duran. I'm asking you to vote for who do you prefer.
Oh, I don't prefer either, but I'll go with Duran Duran.
Okay, Duran Duran. Madonna or Cyndi Lauper?
Cyndi Lauper.
Oh,
Cyndi
really?
Lauper. Okay. Yes.
Prince or Billy Idol?
Billy Idol. Oh.
Billy Idol was the bleached white hair. Billy Idol, steady now. Billy Idol was bleached blonde hair, thought he was very tough. Was he actually tough or was he a gent?
I don't really know. I didn't get to know him in real life.
I feel I've lost you to Billy Idol here at this phone call. Are you gone somewhere else now, Anne-Marie?
Yeah. That's what I get. Being during COVID, things happen.
You're 52 years old. You just become a 12-year-old talking about Billy. What's your story with Billy Idol?
No, I just really liked him. Really liked him. Like music. That one tune in particular, I don't know. It just makes you want to dance.
Where are you now? In what room in the house are you now?
In the kitchen.
Okay.
It's the best dance room in the house.
Are you ready to dance?
Well, I hope all those girls are out there. All those ladies in your kitchens. Dance to Billy Idol with me.
Have a great day, Anne-Marie. Good talking to you.
You too.
You're a poster
Bye-bye.
Girl for Billy Idol.
Yes.